2 months after the country's inconclusive general elections, negotiations on a new government are back to square one. A center-right coalition between the Civic Democrats, Christian Democrats, and the Greens was pronounced dead on Friday for lack of support, and President Klaus urged the leaders of the two strongest parties on the right and left, the Civic and Social Democrats, to find an alternative solution that would end the drawn-out stalemate. Daniela Lazareva has the story.
The spotlight is now on the leaders of the two strongest parties on the Czech political scene, Mirek Topolánek of the Civic Democrats, whose election victory has long since turned sour, and Jiří Paroubek of the Social Democrats, who has adroitly used the even split of power between the left and right blocs in the lower house to his best advantage, turning his election defeat into an impasse. If anything, the 2 months of futile talks have weakened Mr. Topolánek's position, both within his party and on the Czech political scene. On Friday, President Klaus refused to appoint him prime minister-designate and entrust him with the task of forming a new government, merely telling the two biggest parties to go back to the negotiating table and find an acceptable compromise. After weeks of what Mr. Topolánek describes as obstruction and destruction, the Social Democrat leader has thus finally got his way. He is to deal with a Civic Democrat leader on a one-on-one basis. Mr. Paroubek will almost certainly try to force his rival's hand, pushing for a semi-political cabinet or a government of experts in which his party would have a big stake. Mr. Topolánek, meanwhile, insists that there are only two alternatives on the table: a minority Civic Democrat government with support from the Social Democrats, the Christian Democrats, and the Greens, or a caretaker administration leading to early elections. Although the Civic Democrats are still ruling out a German-style grand coalition, political analyst Jiří Pehe says circumstances are pushing both parties in that direction, and that any compromise reached will be just a variation of a grand coalition.
Well, the grand coalition can take on different forms. So it can be a government consisting of politicians of the two parties, top politicians. But it can also be a government of experts, which is backed by the two largest parties, or it can be a government in which one party has politicians and the other party, the smaller one or the less successful one, that is the Social Democrats, will nominate only experts.
In the ensuing battle of wills, it is the Civic Democratic Party leader who will be at a disadvantage. Unlike the outgoing prime minister, who rules his party with an iron hand, Mr. Topolánek's position at the head of the Civic Democrats may be shaky, with reports of a power struggle within party ranks. And knowing this, Mr. Paroubek has put the heat on him, saying that unless an agreement is reached soon, he would effect a cabinet reshuffle and ask the lower house for a vote of confidence.
And thanks to Daniela Lazareva for that story.